things. In this case, where the Levi got a decree when it was already finished already the wheat, then he has to go through Mudel and Trumas Maisa. So the Gemara Marai is, how do you know which way to dash and which way? And the Gemara Hayidgin Mahalo Yidgin, that's a Svara. Halacha is, once the tree did this wheat, he took off the stalk and made it into a pile, the wheat alone, that's called Nigmar Malachta, that's called it's finished. Now the Tchiv take off Truma. So it's Mustafa to say that the Levi received it when it already had a chiyah to take off truma, it was already made into a pile of just wheat by itself, so it was a chiyah for Yisrael to take off truma. And Yisrael now went straight and gave it to Levi, there the Yisrael, Levi still has to take off truma gederla, since the chiyah was already chal. And the first pasuk that's mashmano, Levi doesn't have a chiyah to take off truma gederla, that's Mustafa when Levi got the wheat when it was still in the stalk. Since it wasn't nigmar malachta, it wasn't finished this stalk, it was just wheat in the stalk, there's no chiv yet take off truma gederla. So it's mustavra then, when the Levi got it now without a chiv, even though later the Levi makes it into a tree. The chiddush is, he doesn't have a chiv to give it anymore. So we're saying now there are spiritic psukim. As one pasuk says, the Levi is potter from giving truma gederla, and one pasuk says, he's mechuyev to give truma gederla. The Gemara says, that's the svara. If he received it already, igun, when it was made into a tree already, so it was already a chiyah to give truma gederla, then the chiyah doesn't go off by the Levi. But if the Levi received it, b'shibolim, when it was still in stock, since the chiyah wasn't chal yet, so when it got him, now the first pasuk applies. He only has chiyah to take off truma meiser, and not truma gederla. Here it's Mashma, the Levi has all chiyuv and truma. As soon as you made it, the kri, you took off the wheat, it became dogin. The chiva, the kri dogin, chal lovishus kayin. Chila, the chiv reishis to goncha, titanoi. As soon as the wheat became the tree, came a pile of wheat, there's a chiyah to give to the kohen truma. Avol b'shibolam, but when the Levi got it, when it was still in its stalks, lo yidgun, lechal lo b'shus kohen. It wasn't chal a chiyah to give it to the kohen yet. So if the Levi received it when it was b'shibolam, he's potter for giving truma gedolah. That's the first pasuk. That's the chiddush.
All right, we'll stop here.
You hold enough memzain on the base on top that it says again the Mishnah Meister Shein of Hegli Sheniftu. Smor says Pshito.
Get it, have a Chiyah Zimun, even if they're reading Meister Shein, he still does the Chiyah to have Zimun. Fred Gemara Pshito. It says Meister Shein of Hegli Sheniftu, they were prayed to them. So if you pray to it, you're allowed to eat it. The Meister Sheini, the Lacher is supposed to take it up to Yerushalayim. If you want to eat it, Chutz Yerushalayim, you have to pray to it on money. But once you're poyed it, you're allowed to eat it. So pshita and hegdish also. If you're poyed to hegdish, you're allowed to eat it. So the morhachi of Maya's kingdom, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, for going to nasan as a keren. He was poyed, he paid the keren. He said, the Maya's sheni is worth $100. He took $100 and he said, the Maya's sheni kdushas, you go off the payers, go on to this money. Halavalo nasan as a chaymish. There's halacha when you're poyed to your own money, when you're poyed to from your own payers, you have to be maya's of a chaymish. So that he didn't take off. He didn't take another $20. That's the chiddush. Even though you didn't take off chaymish, you didn't do the mitzvah, but the peiros are mutter to eat. How do you take off the kedusha ma'aseh sheni from the peiros, or take off hegdish from the peiros? If you take money, connect them and say the kedusha should go on the money, even though you're supposed to be ma'aseh b'chaymish, that's the mitzvah. If you didn't do it, though, the peiros are still mutter to eat. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So therefore, it's mutter to eat these peiros, and if you eat together, you have a chiyuv zimun. Hashamish ochel kezayis, the Mishnah says, for the more pshita, you have two people eating, and the shamish, the waiter, eats the kezayis, so why shouldn't he be mitzar? Ma de tema, shamish loy kavah, kamash malon. I would think, no, a waiter is not called a kviyas. He has to get up and serve, go in the kitchen, bring out the food again. That's not called a kviyas. That's a bechidish kamash malon. No, that since two people are sitting down with kviyas, even though the waiter has to go up and come back, but since then nicha, that he should sit down and eat the kezayis with them, with the svar we had, there should be a chiyuv zimun, that's called a kviyas. Trashi like kavo, ain like kviyas lefi shelech obo, since the waiter was going and coming back, maybe it's not called a kviyas, kamash mulan, it is called. Right, the Mishnah says, akusei mizamnan olo. Akusei, that's with a special umah, that they were mizgayir, and we hold the geir with the geir yemes, to have a shame yidin, therefore can be mizamnan with them. Fred the Gemara, my, why can be mizamnan with these people? Lo ye yel amoritz, they shouldn't be lechur worse than amoritz. Betanya, we learned in a braisa, Mikra Adin, Eim Mizamnim Al Amoritz.
we have two Tamidei Chachamim meeting, and the third person is not Moritz, there's no Chiyuv Zimun. Well, since the Maestro, we don't feel the like this today. From Yikar Adim, with a non Moritz, there's no Chiyuv Zimun. So why is the Kusi better than our Moritz? A Kusi, the Chur, were people that were Makabal Teresh of Iksav, they weren't Makabal Teresh of Alpeh. So they don't listen to the Gemara, so the Chur, they're being our Moritz. How could they be better than an Amoritz? And the Gemara, Abay Roma Bakusi Chover. We're talking about a Kusi here that's a Chover. Is this Kusi with Makabal upon himself to do the mitzvahs? Trashi. Bakusi Chover. That he, this Kusi was Makabal upon himself to do all the mitzvahs. He was a Chosher Bakusi, therefore he can Mazam with him. Rabo Amenayna, Filo Tema Bakusi Yamoritz, even a regular Kusi Lachud that is like an Amoritz. For Hoche be Amoritz de Rabbonin. The Pligiole de Rabmei Askinim. We're talking about the Amoritz, according to the Rabbonin Chito, that's Mechulak on Rabmei. We'll soon see which Amoritz that is. Titania, Ezeyu Amoritz. Who's called an Amoritz? Rabmei holds Kol She'enoi Oicha Chulin Vitairo Divu Rabmei. Rabmei holds that we don't hold this Chumrah. That the chulin, with everyday eating, you're allowed to eat even though it's tamei. But some people are knowing only tita in Torah to be ruggled to know what titairis. Eat like truma or kachim. Kachim becomes tamei sasatita. So they have a chumra, all their chulin, the regular food, they only eat pataira, not to mix up with kachim or with truma. So if somebody doesn't have this chumra, he's called an amoritz. That's what meyashit, that's in Kiddush. But chom meimrim, no. Kol she'enoi maisa teiraisa kero. That's called an amoritz. Somebody doesn't know Hilchos Maaser, he doesn't take off his peiros. And then the svar is now Moritz, you can't trust the food he's eating, because maybe it's the Issa, maybe it's peiros that have Maaser inside it. But if you know for sure the person takes off Maaser Karol, then he's not called an Amoritz. So that's the Rabbon and Chita. Now, Vahani Kusoi, these O'uma, the Omizgaya, these Kusim, Isure Maaser, Kidachazi, they zicha take off Maaser the way they're supposed to. So the Hilchos Maaser, they're makvid, therefore they're not called an Amoritz. Why? The B'mai, the Ksibi Raisa, whatever it says the Ferish in the Torah, Mizazahiri. The Kusim are Makabal Teresh of Iksav, and they listen to it very much. The Yamama, we learn, Kol Mitzvah Sheh Ziko Bo Kusim. Any mitzvah that the Kusim will Makabal upon themselves, the Machzik here very strong, is Harbe Medagdikin Bo Yosem Yisrael. There is a Medagdikin, that mitzvah, more than a regular Yisrael is, it does. The pshat is because they don't have too many mitzvahs to do. In other words, a few mitzvahs, they're makabel, they do it for digdig sholem. But they don't listen to Torah Shabbat Shabbat Peh, or the Torah Shabbat Sam. But the Hilchos Maaser, it brought down the Torah, it's supposed to take off one tenth to give the Levi. So they're makabel that. Therefore, Kusi is not called an Amoritz according to the Rabbonin of Remeya. The Rabbonin say, who's called an Amoritz? Someone that's not makbel, Hilchos Maaser. Since the Kusi is makbel, he's not called an Amoritz. Therefore, the Mishnah says, you're allowed to be mizamin with the Kusi. Rashi Vochi be Amoritz the Rabbonin, Braisa the Ktoni, a Mizan the Maloritz, but Amoritz the Rabbonin. It means Namoritz and Amoritz according to Rabbonin Shita. The Polag letter of Meir, Ukoma Shaina Maisa Paraisa. Rabbonin say, who's called an Amoritz? Somebody doesn't take off Meister. Hilka Kusi Mizan the Nolov, the Isuri Meister. Since the Kusi, they're Makfid and Teresha Mixah, which talks about Hilka's Meister, so they're Medakti. Tana Rabbonin. Ezeyu Amoritz. Who's called an Amoritz? Right, as the Rashi says, Shedibru Chom B'chol Mokim. Whoever Chazal calls somebody an Amoritz, Shal, who they're talking about? Who's called an Amoritz? And here we have Alochi, that's supposed to be Mizami with an Amoritz. And the Svar would be, as we always said, that Zimun, the new Svar, when you have three people eating together, it's called like a Chabura. It's something nice to be together in this company. But a Tamachochim with an Amoritz, it's not nice to be together, so there's no Chiv Zimun. But the Rabbanan, Ezeo Amoritz, who's called an Amoritz? Kol She'ena Kere Kriyashma Arbas Hashachas. You don't say Kriyashma in the morning, and at night you're called an Amoritz. Stiva Rebelez. Then Yeshua Aimeh, Kol She'ena Maniach Tfilin. You don't put on Tfilin, he's called an Amoritz. It means he doesn't do the mitzvahs the way he's supposed to do it. Ben Azda Yaimeh, Kol She'ena Titzis the Big Day. You're not wearing Titzis the Big Day, that's called an Amoritz. We have Nasan Aimeh, Kol She'ena Mezuzah Apitzchay. Not Makhtanilchas Mezuzah, not Amoritz. Reb Nosim, Reb Yosef, Aymer, Kol Sheyesh Loi Bonim, he had children. Vi Eino Megadla Matamot Torah. Doesn't bring them up, teaching them Torah, that's called an Amoritz. Acherim Aymer, Machidish, Afilu Korah Vishona. Afilu the person learnt Mikra and learnt Mishnayim. He learnt a lot. Vuloi Shimish Talmud Chocham, he didn't like learn the yeshiva, or Sunsi Rashi means he didn't learn Gemara. If he just learned the Mishnayis, so he didn't get Shimish, he didn't know how to work with the Mishnayis, how to get the Kasha, how to give a Teretz, his right to raise the Amoris. Because Tam Pasni from Mishnayis, you don't know Maskonis by the Amoris. Yikam Maskon is always in the Gemara. So if he didn't learn Gemara, you called an Amoris. Trashi Shle Shimish Tamachachim. Who had Gemara? Even though Prosh Kaloshna Gemara's Mashma Mitzvah, you don't like, help out the Talmud Chacham. Also, Shemesh means you like, you're ready to use Mishamish. You're in his house, you watch the way he eats, you watch the way he talks. So Rashi learns here a little different. It means who are Gemara? It means you didn't learn Gemara. Hatluya b'svara, because Gemara is totally in the Svaris, shoya noisim adivri ha-Mishnah. Tam, when you learn Mishnahis, they're serious, or you have to understand the Mishnah, so the Gemara gives the Tam for the Mishnah. Voya mesasvin yachet v'yeskin bekach. That's the dogma to our Gemara we have, which is explaining Talmud of Mishnayim. So somebody just learned Mikra and Mishnah and didn't learn Gemara, he's called an Amoritz. The Wadat is not nice to be Mizami with him. But Allah is brought down with Manazeh, we're not Medaktik in the Kach, and we are Mizami, even with an Amoritz also, we're Mizami. Abi, he is not somebody that's like a poet. Let's say somebody that's Mechal Shabbos of Fahesia. A Mechal Shabbos of Fahesia, he does things that nobody else does. He doesn't care about it. Then it's brought down, you shouldn't be Mizamim with him. Even though such a person is Mitzaraf Minyan, if you have 10 Yidin, and a few of them are Mechal Shabbos, they make up a Minyan. A Minyan, Abi, they're a Yid, they have a Shem Minyan. You could say Kedush, you could say Baruch Hu. But Hashem came for Zimun, this Svar is, we're saying it's a Svar, you have a Mechaber, it's like a Chabura of people together. So if it was a poet, or somebody's Mechal Shabbos of Fahesia, or does a Averis that nobody else does, and he's not embarrassed about it, then it's not nice to be in his chabura, then there's no chiyuv zimun. But some and amor, some a person doesn't know better, then you are allowed to be mezamin. As man is it. Right? Lo amor afuna. Halacha kacher. We pass like a cherim, that who's called an amor? If you didn't learn Gemara, you called an amor. So the more Rami bar Choma, lo yazmin alei the Rav Menashe abat tachmista. When Rami Bar Chama was eating with another person, and the third person was Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifton, he didn't want to make the zimun. If he held, he was not Moritz. So there's no chiyuv zimun. The Tony, why? The Tony Safra v'Sifri v'Hilchasa. As even though he learned Mamre Shavelt, he learned Sifra and Sifri v'Hilchasa, still he held, he was not Moritz. As he held, that he didn't wasn't Mishamish Talmud Chacham. He didn't learn Gemara, so he called him an Amoritz. He wasn't Mizam with him. Rashi leYasmin olei Rami Bachama leRotzel leTzarfor leShloish leZamin. Rami Bachama didn't want to put together with the Zimun Menashe Bar Tachlifa. So the Gemara Ki Nach Nasha the Rami Bachama when Rami Bachama was Nifter Omar Rava Rava said leNach Nasha the Rami Bachama. The Rami Bachama only died because Elod leYasmin Arab Menashe Bar Tachlifa. But this was the chet that caused him to be have mitzah, because he was like Mavazer Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa. He was a mezam with him. He held he was not Moritz. But the Gemara Akasha, what's wrong? Well, Tanya, you learned the bright Acher Maimrim, Afilu Korah Bashon, even if you learned a lot of Mikra, you learned a lot of Mishnayis, but a Shemesh Talmud Chacham, but you didn't learn Gemara or Mishamish Talmud Chacham, Hareza Moritz. So who Rami Bar Chama was right? It's Rami Bar Chama held that Rav Menashe was not Mishamish Talmud Chacham. He yelled with Namorot. So what's wrong? Why do you have Misa from that? Now the Gemara, Shani Rav Menashe Batachlifa, Dimashma Luhul Rabbonin. He was, Dimashma's Rashi means Mishamish. He was Mishamish Tamil Chomim. His Rami Bachomim made a mistake. So the Gemara of Rami Bachomim, who do like Doka Basre? So Rami Bachomim didn't check into him enough. Rami Bachomim thought he wasn't in Mishamish Tamil Chomim. But really, really he was, and he wasn't medactic enough. So Machma, this Einish, he was like Mavaz him, he got Misa. Lishnach Rina, the Shomash Maitetom Mipume the Rabbonin. Rami Bachama used to hear a shir from the Rabbonin. The Goris knew, and he would learn it over, he'd be able to say over the shir, Kitsumim Rabbonin Dami, just like any other Talmud Chacham. So that's also called Shimish, that he learned Gemara, he learned from Talmid Chachamim. So he wasn't an Amoritz, therefore he should have let him be Mezamim with him. Trashi Rami Bachama Hud Ledov. Leibodik lishol midas Ramanashi. He didn't check into it too much. Right. Ochal tevel umaisa. Somebody eats tevel umaisa, then the Mishnah says, ain mezam denolo. Since that's an itzid derives a tevel means teres that grew in Eretz Yisrael before he took off tumas umaisa, it's also tidus. the halacha we hold in a davar is also teaching you don't have to make a bracha rishona. Don't have to make a bracha achrona. So pshita, there's no chiyuv zimun. But the more tevel pshita, lo tzricha betevel tovim midrabbonin. The chiddush, even though it was only a chiyuv take of shumas samayis midrabbonin. So I would think since midrabbonin, you're allowed to eat it. Maybe there is a chiyuv zimun to mashmalon. Hechidami, what's the case? It's only a chiyuv midrabbonin. The otzot shena nokeh. If it's in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole, as it doesn't get a shenika from the ground, if you have a flower pot that has a hole on the bottom, then we say the unique of nourishment comes from the ground, that's called if it grew, and as you saw, there's a chiyuv midraisa. But if the bottom is flat, there's no hole, then it's only midrabbonin. So that's the chiddush, even though it's only us midrabbonin, still aim is on the nolo. Right, then. Meister Rishon, they didn't take off shalom, not true muslim. But the Gemara Pshita, if you didn't take off truma, so vadim it's awesome. Now the Gemara loitzricha going shek zimul b'kri. We're talking about what do you mean you didn't take off trumas meiser? Because the koyin received it first when the tefuah, when the chitim was already b'kri. That means not fishibolim, not in its stalk. It was already taken out of the stalk and was made into a finished pile. Mal the time I would think the omelay rapopul abaya, like we had the svar before. Even though the lady received it now when it was roy fechiv truma. Still, I would say, since the Yisroel gave it straight to the Levi, maybe the Levi is part of taking off Truma Gedolah, and it's removed from Pidid, Kamash Lon Kedishani Lei. Kamash Lon, like the top Gemara we had, Nikol Maisra Sechem Terimu, that there's a Chia to take off Amol Truma, even from Iser. And when is that? When it was given to him, the Dogon, when the Peris, the Chitim, was taken off already, and made into a cream, and it was called Nigma Maisav, so now it's Chalachiv Truma. So even though you right away give it to the Levi has the chiyuv to take off truma. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That even though it's by the Levi now, it's also that the Levi teed it, because money doesn't take off truma gedolah first. Trash shekdim of the tree, liyachashin esmarach. After you smoothed it out, means you pulled off the wheat and made a pile out of it, that's called nigra malachtai. But hook for the truma min atayra. Now with your eyes, it's also teed it without taking off truma. It's called them Levi yatakoyin. If Yisrael gave this tree to the Levi first, but not the Maiserishan Chila. The Yisrael took off Maiserishan. The Echad Mechemishim Shemoy Hoyeroy Latrum Gdela, Lakoyin, Vishaloy Nitla Trumoso, Diktoni, Lav Trumas Maiserkomer, Hel Trum Gdela. So the Chiddush is the Levi did not take off the Trum Gdela yet. So the Havim is not the Tame Kriyam Lerapopla Bayan. Lieli Hoki Efidul Dima Bakri Nami Kamashvalon. Havim it was, this is Mutatidit, since the Levi received it. So in his matzah now, the Levi has peris is never a chi of truma gedola. He only has a chi of trumas maitzah, and it's true he'll take off trumas maitzah. The mashmalah know that if the Levi got it when it was in a matzah of pre, when it was a chi of truma gedola, he's also tedious until he takes off truma gedola. By the maitzah sheni, he eat maitzah sheni shlein niftu. It's also aim zamin. For the mark shita, maitzah sheni chutzli vishlein. It's also tedious. So if it's also in the right thing that there's no chiyuv bracha, pshita there's no chiyuv zimun. Loitzricha sheniftu laniftu kuchotim. He made a maisa p'tia, he tried to redeem it, but he didn't do a good job. Maisa sheni, what's the case? When shepodu agabi yasimun. He took a flat coin that doesn't have a tzura. There's no picture on it. That's not a good coin to be mechalo with maisa sheni. Rachmona omar v'tzarato akesav yadecho. Kesev sheish alav tzura. That's to be a chush of a coin that has a tzura, has an engravement, that's a simon that people use it. But samon asimon, a flat coin, it can't be poida. Trashi asimon, kesev shlanikva by tzura. There's no picture on it. The current life losing balad. Hegdish, what's the case? Hegdish, you made a chilul, but not kedinoi. Hegdish, a chiluloi agabi karkov. You're mechalad on karkov. Well, like today of the kesev. You didn't take kesev and say all the kedusha from this paris. You go on the kesev, you sit on the karakah. How could you be pointing a hegdish? Only if you put it into money. You say, I have a pound of apples and a hegdish. I want the kedusha to go into the money, you can be pointing on. But to put it into karakah, there's no difference. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. Even though you meant to do it, and like a shoygeg, but since v'ikar adin, it wasn't the chal opinion, it's also heated, and there's no chiyuv zimun. The shamish ate less than the gezayis, he's not in star. But the more pshita, he's not worse than regular three people that sat down. If they didn't eat a gezayis, there's no chiyuv zimun. And the more this is either the tony ratio. Gezayis, tony sefer pachus mikazayis. Since the ratio says that if he does eat a gezayis, he's mitzuruf, Saga, the Mishnah repeats it. If he eats the kizayis now, the Chur is no chiddush in this. Pshita. And since he did not eat the kizayis, there's no tzirup to make a zimu. We have no chreim zamenlo. If you have a goy, two yidna, one goy sitting there, there's no chiv zimu. But the Marvite the Pshita. About there's no chiv, he has no chiv to bench. Saga, you have a zimu. Okay, my askina and teger shemo. I mean, the zelch and the goy that wants to become a yid already. And he already had a meal done to him already. So why says he's makabel mitzvahs, like he's doing mitzvahs. Of a v'loi tovel, he didn't go to the mikveh yet. The Yom Rab Zeru, Yom Rab Yechanan, L'yoy lo mein eger, a goy does not have a shame in Yisrael, ad sheyim ol the yitzvah, he has to do both. He has to have a meal done to him and a tefillah in the mikveh. The kama the loy tovel nochuyu. And calls him on, he didn't go to the mikveh, he still hasn't been goy, therefore he has no chiyim in the right of the bench. So he can't be mezamen with him. Krashe sheyim ol the yitzvah, v'yivomet nafula me'v'yikach moshef adam, v'yizrak yar alohom, V'yein hazor b'lay tefillah. Whenever you make hazor, you have to have a tefillah. So, gerus has to be with milah and tefillah. The Mishnah says, Noshim v'yavodim k'tanim ein mezanim aleihem. We said the chabura of Noshim and men together, two men, two women, or two men, or two women, two avodim, two k'tanim, don't make up the zimah. Omer Rabbi Yosi, kotin ha-mutah barisa. You have a small baby that's still in the crib, is mezanim alo. The old, if you have two people eating, with the baby, you can examine. He's called the man, she's called the person, Davachiv Zimmer. But the more about now, we learn the Mishnah, not sure we have all the Mukhtanim, aim is on the Malay, there's no Chiv Zimmer with the cotton. So how can you say a baby here? And the Gemara, who the Yom Kim Shur Ben Levi? Has Rabbi Yitzi, Dinza Chan the Mishnah, because he also Kim Shur Ben Levi. The Yom Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, Af Al Pi Shomru, cotton ha Moto Barita, aim is on the Malay, even though cotton that's in the crib. You can't be mizam with him. I will oisin oisoy sniffly asara. To mizam him for minion, that you could. Hey, it's for three people, it's a small thing, you need three gedolim. For a question of a minion, if you have nine gedolim and one baby, to mizam for a minion. Sniffly asara. The Yom Yerushur Ben Levi, he shav the Evid mizam. If you have nine people and an Evid, he's also mizam. He's an Evid, it's not Meshucha yet. He's not a godin. He's not mechuyev a mitzvah. He can't make a minion. He has a din like an isha. Just like an isha is not mistarif for 10 people to make a minion, a neved is not. When you have 9 Yisraelim with a neved, then it's mistarif. That's Rabbi Shur Ben Levi's shita. So Melo, we meant to say at the beginning that a kotin can be mezamen lo, poshim means with 10 people. When you have 9 people sitting there, that's a question not to say nevarach elokeinu. If you have a baby there, he also can say elokeinu, because the baby could be mistarif for a minion. That's Rabbi Shur Ben Levi's shita. We'll soon see the next Gemara how we pass what the maskona is. Trashi sniff means chibul zimun asara. You can mistarif the baby for a 10th one for zimun of 10 people. The Yomer Rabasi nam lasara kama. When the Rabasi say even a baby can mistarif for zimun, it means only for 10 people. The Gemara meisvei akasha, meisav Rabbi Eliezer. Shenichnas the basic net. One came to shul v'loy motz asara. He didn't find 10 people in shul. He only had 9 people there. They were missing a minion. But his Eved was there. V'shichur avdoi. He was Meshachar his Eved. He had an Eved Kanani there. He was Meshacharim. Now he became a Yisrael Gomer. V'yashlim liyasara. Now there were 10 people they could have in the minion. Chorot's a deer. Shichur in. Only because he was Meshachar, he freed his Eved. Loi shichur loi. If we didn't give him a get shichur, he wouldn't be mistarif the minion. We just got finished saying the Shur Ben Levi says 9 people and an Eved is here mistarif. And the Gemara treyas Rikhu. The mice that it was, there were only 8 people in shul. He needed 2 more people. So you could only use the Eved for a 10th, but not for a 9th. So Shichra Chad, he's Meshachar, one of his Avodim, Venofik Bechad. Hey, he had 2 Avodim with him. There was 8 people there. So he's Meshachar, one Eved. Now he's got that to 9 people. And for the 10th one, he uses other Eved. For the Gemara, Fatechashe Veichi, Yavar Hochi, how is it mut of him to be Meshachar as Eved Kenani? Well, Rav Yehuda. Whenever you have an Eved Kenani, there's an Yisra Raseh to Meshacharim. Or you will be Yisra. If you give him the get Shechi, you're Mavat L'mitzvah Saseh. Shenema Li Oilam Ben Tavoidu. The Pasuk says, when you own an Eved Kenani, keep him and work for him for Oilam, forever. There's an Yisra Raseh to Meshacharim. And if the Gemara L'dva Mitzvah Shani, that's Bam in the Veld to free him, you shouldn't free him. But if you do L'dva Mitzvah, then it's Mutl. L'dva Mitzvah, you're allowed to be Meshacharim. For the Gemara Abba, Mitzvah Bobi Averihi. The Chura, what do you mean to say Levar Mitzvah Mutam? We have a cloud like a mitzvah doicha loisasei. So the Malki mitzvah will have to be over in it, to be over loisasei. So the Maris Chayesler, the Maris Kasher is here, it's not Bidna. When is he being over the Lav? When is he over the Yisr Mitchila? When he's Meshachar is Evid, that's the Aveira. Now, v'shash yibi m'shach l'yevet, you're not doing any mitzvah. Only later, when he becomes freed, then they can start davening the minyan, and they're first doing the mitzvah later. And we always have a cloud. When is Esther Dechalos to say, v'yidna, at the same time when you're being over the aver, you're doing the mitzvah testing. Then Esther Dechalos to say, here also, if v'shash yibi m'shach l'yevet, you'll be doing your mitzvah, it would be good. But for the Gemara here, we're not doing a mitzvah right now. First, he's freeing his Evi, he's being over in Yisrael. For his letter, they're going to have dominion. So, who is the mitzvah of the Evi? You have to have to be over this Yisrael. Have the Gemara, mitzvah the Rabbi Mishani. That's a cloud. By mitzvah's essay, one essay, another essay, we always have the cloud is, Mayil Mahay Yesa Mayay essay. One essay came with another essay. Who says this is greater than that? But when there's a svara that one essay is greater than the essay, then this essay is doicha that essay, and you do not need bidna. Even if it comes one after another, still it's mutter to do it. By a mitzvah essay, a chomadik a mitzvah essay. Here also, since the davim, the minyan, is called the mitzvah the rabbim, and that's a chashav a mitzvah, so this mitzvah of davening the rabbim is doicha the essay not to be meshacha yiret. Mitzvah the rabbim shan. So the kasha they ask is, what kind of mitzvah is this bechlal? Who said there's a mitzvah daven b'minyan? That there's no mitzvah the right to the daven b'minyan. The chura, the mitzvah the raisa to say krishma to daven, but b'minyan, that's no chiyim the raisa. So I wasn't worth saying shani mitzvah the rabbin. But some want to say even a mitzvah the rabbin, and also you say rebounds the gates of rabbin, it's a choshev esli. I think the Ramban learns that even though there's no chiyim to daven b'rabbin, but when you do daven b'rabbin, you make a mitzvah the raisa of the nekdashni b'soich b'nei Yisrael. What it says is the bazunda mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. When you have 10 people to do mitzvahs together, you're making the positive when Igdashti B'Sech B'nai Yisrael. So there's no chiyuv to do it. But if you do it, there's a chiyuv mitzvah. See, the Gemara says, mitzvah the Rav Mishani. By davening, the Rabbin, such a mitzvah of Mishani is a choshev essay, that's dercha poshev essay of whoever them tavoidu. But that was the mighty of Meshachar's essay. Right, the Vyam Rav Yishuv and Levi. Le'olam Yashkin Modin Lebeis HaKnesses, Kedei Sheyizke V'yimni Ma'asor HaRishayinu. He's always trying to be from the first 10 people coming to daven, to be part of the minyan. Shafilu meya boy machla, feel you have another 100 people coming later, kibul olav schar kulam. He gets the schar 400 people. For the Gemara, schar kulam talkodaita, first up, he gets schar everybody. The next people also get schar daven in the minyan. Ele'ema noisim lo schar kineged kulam. Not that they don't get schar, other people also get schar, but he gets schar kineged kulam. And the mashallah is the pshat is that the ma'il of davening basar is that the shechina is there. So the first 10 people, they bring the shechina there. The next people come, they don't bring the shechina there. So the first 10 have the ma'il of gesedia, they were the ones that brought the shechina there. So they get the schar kineged kula. But about whoever comes, they also get the schar. But it's the biggest schar to me from the asar rishayna. Amar Afuna. He shavi ore mitzar. Satavuna. You have 9 people in shul, and you have an hour on a kodesh. What that means, we're safe for Torah inside there. You can daven the minyan. You can say kedusha. He owes the yaron as mitzar. Omalei Rav Nachman, the yaron gavru. Since when the yaron become a person? We know his daughter didn't 10 yidden after that. They make a shechina. But here you have 9 people with the yaron a kodesh. How do you have a shechina? Elam Rafuna Tisha Niran Kasorin is mitzarfen. Enechnami. He holds you don't need 10 people. You have Rubakula. If you have 9 people, that's enough. A minute you don't have to have 10. You have 9 people. Some say, look like 10 people, that's enough. Is Amri law, some say, what do you mean to say they look like 10? Kimichansi. When you put them all together, so you can't tell the difference between 9 and 10. So even 9 looks like 10, that's good enough for a minion. But Yamri law, no, if I care. Kimavadri. When you put them far away, apart, then they look bigger. So you have them spread out, so 9 people looks like a minion, looks like 10. In such a case, he held 9 is also enough. We'll soon see what the pastor meant it. Rashi Tisha Niran Kastor Beforish Biyazalor Amri Lo Kimechansvi have a Niran Kastor. When they come together, one bunch look like 10. Sheino de Matrim Ben Kokach Viterich Shen Yachin V'Yamri Lo Kimevadri Niran Tzvei Merubin. When they're spread out, then they look more like 10 people. Amri Rav Amri Shunayim V'Shabbos Mitzarf. Come Shabbos to the Shabbos, there are 2 people eating together, and with Shabbos he's the 3rd person, they can make a Zimun. Omalei Rav Nachman, the Shabbos Gavru. Is Shabbos the Gavru? The Chur is Zimna told him 3 people. What Shabbos? Elo Amar Rav Ami, Enoch Nami don't need Shabbos. No, Shnei Tamid Chomin, HaMechadet in Zeh Zeh Malocha. They have a good Shagav Atayah, they're talking and learning back and forth. Mitzarfin, is that enough of a Chabura? 2 people learning Shabbos together is called a Shnei Chabura, you can have a Zimun. Shnei Tamid Chomin, HaMechadet in Zeh Zeh Malocha, Mitzarfin, Liyosh Loisha. They have the same bit like three people. Two people talking and learning, and learning together is like three. Nochur Achizah showed with his hand, going out, no, Rav Sheshes, like me and Rav Sheshes. We talk a lot and learn. Mocha Rav Sheshes, Sheshes pointed, going out, no, Rav Chizah. They're both masters for the Tzah. Us to talk and learn together, they're a good Chabud. They're masters to Chabrusas, they're good Chabrusas. Omer Rav Yechon, Kotin Perich Mizamnola. We have two people, and the third person is a Kotin Perich, we can Mizamnola, we can start with it. What's called the Kotin Perich? Rashi learns, Bada Rashi, Kotin Perich, Shehebi Simonim, if he wasn't bar mitzvah, he wasn't 13 years old yet, he was only 12 years old, but he had simonim, he had two sirus grew, and as mokim erva, two sirus grew there, so even though he doesn't have a loch of a gadol midiraisa, for zimun it's enough, he can be mezamen with him. Tanya nami hochi, koten shehevi shtei sirus, is mezamen a loch, even though he's still a koten, he's not bar mitzvah yet, he can be mezamen a loch. For shloi hevi shtei sirus, but he didn't bring two sirus, ain mezamen a loch. And vayta v'yein megdagdikin mekotim. We're not megdagdikin by kotim whether it does have saros or not. Because the Gemara l'chura gufa kashit, gufa see what he just said. Or Mati just said, heviya shtei saros in. If the kotim has two saros by the mokam erva, then you could be mezam with him. Loi hevi loi. But if he didn't bring, he can't be mezamim. What the tonya megdagdikin mekotim? And then you say, no, we're not medaktikim him. Master, even if he doesn't have Cyrus, you could be starved with him. Lasuya mai, what do you mean to say they medaktikim him? Is the Kura lav lasuya cotton perich? The Kura even means to say a cotton perich, you could also be mezam with him. That's the Kura Sira. So Rashi learned lasuya cotton